It is Tech Bytes. Andrew Elliott here with Amal Wahab. David Schellenberg still on vacation, which means Shruti Shekhar from Mobile Syrup is joining us this morning. Shruti, how's it going?
So I wanted to talk about what we talked about yesterday, the look ahead. Of course, Instagram trying to make sure to protect you from data that's being taken from third-party applications.
Yeah.
Essentially, over the next 6 months, users will be able to decide which apps will have access to their personal information. So right now, if you notice, for example, dating apps or profile generating apps will ask if you want to connect to or link to your account on Instagram.
Right.
And basically by doing that, they will have access to your username, photos, information from your profile. But Instagram wants to be able to give you more control over what information is accessible to third-party apps. I think that's a pretty good idea. Essentially, they're going to help you clarify what a third-party application wants from you,
okay,
as well as providing you with better privacy controls and letting you revoke access to apps that you don't use or don't feel like you're able to trust. So I also sometimes feel that I connect my Instagram to third-party apps, and I don't even remember what third-party apps.
Of course.
I've connected to. So this is a good way to access this. Basically, you navigate within the application, within Instagram, to settings, and then you go to security, and then to apps and websites. But the thing is, I just don't know when it's going to go into all phones. All I know is that Instagram is going to be implementing this over the next 6 months. And I think that's a fair thing to do. I think, you know, we want better control over our privacy, who has access to our information. I'm pretty down with it. So the next thing I've learned, which is kind of interesting, is I've learned that a Toronto-based payment platform for merchants is going to try and allow people to pay using facial recognition. Yeah, I know.
Okay.
You guys are like, what? So I don't know entirely how this is going to work out, but the company called Snap Pay wants users to pay with their face at self-service kiosks. So it uses a 3D snapshot to complete a payment transaction and uses technology based on platforms in Asia. This is all the information I have. So
okay,
I'm very interested to know how your face is going to pay for something.
Well, theoretically, a company would have to have my face on file, right?
Exactly. Okay. And so that's what I think it is. But I mean, at the same time too, like, I think it's a very quick way of paying for something. I mean, if you're at a grocery store, you're at the self-service kiosk, how much faster do you want to pay? You already have that tap system with your card or your Apple Pay or Google Pay or whatever it is. So I don't know how much faster paying with your face is going to be, but it's very evident that your face is real estate these days, apparently.
Oh, that's creepy.
But the payment process is not fully rolled out yet,
okay,
and the company CEO wants to introduce this technology for mainstream retail in North America. So lastly, now I know in Toronto or in Ottawa, you guys only just got the LRT service, which is very exciting for
We're
you
very
guys.
Excited about it.
Yes.
Very excited. But in Toronto, the subway service is sort of the most important modes of transportation. And currently, there is no wireless service in the GTA, which is kind of ridiculous if you think about it. I mean, also very first world problem, if you ask me, but there's no wireless services. And so there's a company called BAI Communications that's won a contract to install wireless network systems in the subway. And so far, they've installed the systems, but no carrier wants to partner with it. They just got the contract. They're going to be rolling out this system, but the only carrier that's on board right now is Freedom. So Shaw Communications is Freedom Mobile.
Mm-hmm.
Bell, TELUS, and Rogers all don't want to partner with BAI because they want to be able to install and do their own forms of network installation and all of that and not have to partner with a third-party company.
Okay.
To roll this out. So it's kind of annoying, but BAI is now rolling out a petition or rather getting Torontonians to petition to the big three and being like, hey, we want wireless services in the subway system. So I guess it's a good thing, but also I don't know how it's going to be effective or if it's actually going to work out. So I guess we're going to have to see, but I think a lot of Torontonians are very upset that they don't have wireless services in the subway.
Hey, Toronto, we do. Suckers.
That is really important to people, though, because that is when you're commuting. You're going to work. Maybe there is an email you want to send for that last second.
Or maybe you're just stuck in the subway and you can't let someone know that you're stuck in the subway.
Yeah.
And you need to tell them that you're late or you're, you know, basically stuck in the subway.
Do you guys have subway delays? Because we haven't had any of those here.
Oh, gosh. No, of course not. You have no subway delays at all.
I think it was the lead story across the country last week.
It was. No, we have subway delays all the time. We've kind of dealt with it. I know you all are still dealing with it and trying to get over that hump. But you'll get over it, guys.
Ottawa,
you'll get over it.
Quickly, Trudy, what can we look forward to tomorrow?
So I'm going to learn about a new limited TV series show that's going to be all about the story of the ride-sharing company Uber. I have no idea anything about it, so I'm really interested if people are going to be watching this. But all I know is that the creators created the TV show Billions, which was really popular. I never watched it. I don't know if you guys watched it, but I think it's going to be interesting. So
that's cool. What
we're going to find out.
Shruti Shekhar from Mobile Syrup, thanks for hanging out with us this morning.
Thanks for having me, guys.